Well, hey, good morning, North Platte, here on FM 98.1 AM 1410. Kenrath back here with you as we continue on our mornings. And again, hopefully we're off to a good start to the week. I know the weekend's come and gone. Let's have a wonderful week, and it's going to be a beautiful week and a beautiful weekend as well. Hey, we got a couple special guests joining us here in studio today, a couple of the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department members. We got Toby and Jennifer. And guys, good morning, and how are we doing?
We're doing great.
Good.
Well, we're excited to have y'all in studio. I know kind of the big thing we're going to talk about is the 7th annual Spaghetti Feet, so let's kind of dive right into it. We'll go over to Toby, kind of tell us what's coming up here on April 7th.
We're going to have spaghetti with meat sauce, and then we usually bake fresh rolls, and we have a lot of desserts. I always tell people, if you don't like spaghetti, just come for desserts, because you'll make a meal out of that in itself. So we usually have that. We've been doing it quite a few years now, and the school gracious enough that they allow us to use the cafeteria area. And this year with the new area, we're going to be opening up and trying that with the school. So hopefully everything goes well, and we'll be glad to see anybody that can make it.
And I know we were talking kind of off air. It sounds like this is the annual fundraiser for the Volunteer Fire Department. That's correct.
Yes. Yep. We do one fundraiser a year. And this is our big push.
And then Jennifer, kind of some other thoughts as well from your perspective of the upcoming event.
I agree with Toby. Bringing your families in for the desserts is going to be great. We all make our own desserts. Each of us on the department all make something a little bit different. So there's going to be something good for everybody.
And then can you spoil what your dessert is going to be? Or it's got to be a surprise.
I think I'm going to make some brownies and maybe a couple different kinds of pies. I'm not sure yet.
So still up in the air. Toby, what's your dessert you're going to be bringing?
Well, my wife is the best cook in my family. So, you know.
Passing it off.
Yeah. So she has an apple crisp dessert that she always does and oatmeal bars that are just totally awesome to work on. So unfortunately, I never have any to take back home. So, you know, I don't get them unless I grab it that day.
Got to grab it beforehand, I can sure tell you that. And Jennifer, kind of talk about where's the event taking place. I know Toby kind of talked about, just kind of one last, or bring it up one time, and then also talk about when does the event start and how long is it going to go till?
So it'll be this Sunday, April 7th, at the Hershey High School in the new cafeteria from 11 to 2.
And then is it a charge for it, free will donation? How's that all going to work out?
It's a free will donation. We will also have to-go boxes, so if you can't come and stay, you can come grab some food and take it home with you and enjoy your dessert and spaghetti at home.
Can't go wrong. Always a great time and great food and great desserts as well. One thing I always like to ask, especially we have our guests coming, kind of we'll go off topic here just for a second, but I always like to ask, you know, your guys' involvement with the fire department. Toby, kind of talk about how long have you been with the fire department? Kind of talk about, you know, some of the different roles you do.
I've been with the department since 1992 when I got on. And, you know, I've had chief's position within there, and then also I had moved away for a period of time and came back, and then ended up getting back into that position again here and holding it for a few years. And I've been an EMT, you know, since that time that I got on, and just been able to help serve our public within that period of time on many different levels.
And then Jennifer, kind of talk about your involvement.
I've been on the department since 2019, I believe, and I am a firefighter, and I also go on the EMS calls and help with those.
So just a little bit of everything. That's kind of the nice thing, just a little bit of everything as well. Hey, kind of looking at the cheat sheet you guys gave me, I always like to reference that as well. It looks like some of the funds will go towards a Lucas device. Talk about that a little bit.
A Lucas device is a device that we use when a person is in cardiac arrest. We're able to put that on, and it does chest compressions. And having that do that part of it allows you to free up a person to do other parts of treatment, you know, as needed. So, it will maintain a rhythm all the way through. You know, it's not getting tired as responders do otherwise and have to trade off. So we can just keep that going on a regular rhythm.
You know, it's with technology, how it's evolving, it's always it's always great to see the different technologies and how there's just a technology for everything that could be used. I've heard a little bit about a Lucas device, but now, you know, hearing more in depth of it, you know, it's definitely something very well that could be used with the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department, but also for anyone else or the other departments out there might be listening along as well to maybe invest one in as well. Hey, I always like to ask, I know, you know, last month was a crazy time for this area. I mean, with the fires going on and the whole state of Nebraska coming together, you know, we were talking off air. That's kind of like, hey, a lot of people started looking into it. For Hershey, you know, they have 22 members, 14 firefighters, one EMT, and, you know, seven that are both fire and EMT, including two paramedics. Kind of talk about maybe if someone's interested, you know, kind of how can they potentially get started and get involved with the Hershey Volunteer Fire Department?
Yeah, we like to see people, if they're interested, they come in. They don't have to have experience because, you know, once they get on the department, you know, we help train them. We have schools that we go to, you know, for training opportunities, various ones throughout the year that we try to attend. So you don't have to have experience, you know, to come in. And, you know, everybody brings their own little piece of a puzzle. So it's just kind of nice to have them there and just see how we can get them all to fit in.
It's always nice just because, you know, everyone might have the interest and you might have some folks who are on the bubble. We'll go to Jennifer. If maybe someone's on the bubble, what's your advice to you to that person? Hey, you should try this and just see how if you want to do it or not.
Being on the fire department is more than just being on the fire department. It's bringing in a whole new family. You should just try it out. Being able to go in and help somebody in their time of need, it makes you feel great. So it's a wonderful thing to do.
Well, perfect. There is wrapping up our conversation. Last two things we'll kind of just put up in the air one last time. Any final thoughts, maybe it's something we might have missed from the event or that's going to be brought up? And secondly, one last time, when the event, where it's at and where it's going to take place.
April 7th, Hershey High School cafeteria from 11 to 2.
And it's also a free will donation, folks. And Toby, any final thoughts?
No, if you're interested, you know, when you come to the spaghetti feed, we'll have members around there. You know, you can look at our equipment because we'll have equipment out there that people can see, you know, where money has been going and everything. And if you're interested, just ask one of our members. And, you know, we have a process that we go through to kind of check background and everything on individuals that are interested. But just contact one of our members, talk to us, and, you know, I'm usually available to be contacted anytime that people are needing to talk about stuff. One thing we do want to kind of reinforce, Nebraska has an open burn ban, you know, that's by state statute. So if people are wanting to do control burns or prescribed burns, anything along that line, that they need to work with their local fire department for that fire district and, you know, just kind of meet the requirements that you have, because the local departments are allowed to issue a burn permit, you know, for their areas, and it allows them to know what's going on within that area. So question them if you have anything at all that you don't know for sure.
Well, perfect there. Hey guys, thanks for taking the time for joining us here today, and have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey folks, we got more coming up here in just a couple minutes.